If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 8th day of November, 2010. Happy birthday to Mary Hart, who is 60. You know, Entertainment Tonight, her legs are 23. Ricky Lee Jones turns 56 today. Patti Page is 83. And in 1971, Led Zeppelin IV, which included the song Stairway to Heaven, was released. This weekend, I had a great thrill. It always is fun when two friends of mine from Atlanta, who I work with in radio, were down for a wedding. And Dave Kelly and his wife, Kathy. Now, Dave Kelly is not his real name. And it really got to be funny. Because, you know, when they got married and they started having kids and stuff, when he moved to Atlanta and was working for, I think it was TV Guide at the time. And so his friends knew him by his real name, Joe. And people that knew him from radio all called him Dave. So there was this, you know, so they'd be somewhere, like at one of John's Little League games. He played this travel ball kind of stuff. And so I'd go, when they play down in Forsyth or something, I'd go to the games. And so people would say, "Oh, Joe, your son's doing really good." And I said, "Well, Dave, tell me about this." They said, "Well, why are you calling him Dave?" And so it's difficult to explain to people. So Kathy and Dave were down yesterday and with their eldest son. And so we always eat at S&S, which is kind of a tradition, and it's funny because S&S is the cafeteria here, and it's one of these places that just kind of a locally owned icon, you know, everybody knows it. So anyway, they can't get this kind of food up in Atlanta, so they come down here and get it. So we're there, and naturally we're talking radio. Now Kathy was a copywriter; she wrote commercials, and now today she's a published author. And her husband, Dave, worked midday. So I was on in the morning. It was Dave Kelly, followed by Terry Taylor, followed by Steve Norris, followed by Frank Reese. So I do my 4 hours on the air, and when I get through, you do what we call production. And there would be a stack of commercials for you to cut, you know, put the needle on a record, have some background music. But occasionally, more involved, I guess is the word, but complicated commercials were needed. And Kathy wrote the most amazing copy. And because she had been on radio, could also voice.
"Look, up in the air, it's a bird.
It's a blimp.
It's a strange little man, and he smells like barbecue."
That's right, barbecue ribs to be exact, because I'm... Rib Man.
Rib Man?
Fighting the burger battle with every breath I take.
Is this candid camera? I just know it is.
Think of all the bland burgers you bite into week after week.
Month after month.
Year after year.
That's billions and billions of burgers.
Yeah!
Exactly.
So we had a wonderful time producing those things. Of course, Dave was, you know, tearing it up in the middays and fantastic fun on radio. So yesterday, always when you get together with people that have been in the business, it's like anything. You always resort to talking shop. And thanks to their son, Joey, who's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind about letting the old people talk about the old radio days. And so we move very quickly from topic to topic. And so we've laughed about this one thing and we moved on to the next topic. And so Dave does what, you know, you call, I'm not sure of the professional term, but it's like a turnaround where you take the original topic that was making you laugh and you introduce it into the second topic as a joke, as an added extra feature. I mean, it's just standard comedy. And we would do this on radio because sometimes between shows, when I would be getting off the air, Dave and I would do like a little chat, you know, like, "Well, what have you got coming up today? You know, was it?" And so it would always try to be funny. And so he did this, and Kathy and Joey, their son, didn't notice. And I look at Dave and I said, "I know what you've just done. You've just turned around the original topic." And he started laughing, and he said, "You just made my day." And I said, "They don't appreciate you at home, do they?" He said, no. He said, "I do this all the time. They don't get it. They don't know." So it really reaffirmed in me that, you know, even though you may be out of radio, and even though it may not have the traditional part of your life that it once did, the basics, the walking up the records, the comedy, the timing, doesn't ever leave you. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.